The last three components stated in the report that are integral parts of the unique patient identifier are protection of patient identity. Protection of the identity of a patient can be accomplished with the use of technology such as encryption. Encryption provides protection to patient identifiers when such protection is needed. For example, when communicating sensitive information such as an HIV test or other similar information, the identity of the patient must be protected. Different encryption schemes will yield different encrypted identifiers for the same patient. Only authorized users will be able to decrypt such encrypted identifiers. Technology infrastructure to search, identify, match, encrypt, etc. In order to use, maintain, and manage the unique patient identifier, a robust technology infrastructure that includes computer systems, communication network, and powerful software applications is required. Such technology will help issue nationwide identifiers, handle encryption and de-encryption schemes, and maintain the database of identifiers and information relating identifiers. Administrative infrastructure, including the central governing authority. An administrative infrastructure is required to manage and control the various functions relating to the issue, use, and maintenance of the identifier. Such functions include use of the identifier, encryption and de-encryption of the identifier, linkage between the encrypted identifier and the non-encrypted identifier, centralized or distributed database or patient demographic information, assurance of the uniqueness and integrity of the identifier, resolution of conflicts and problems associated with identifiers. The central trusted authority can be a government agency or a semi-government entity or a private organization.